Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 6, 1987. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees now, there are the cascading the most beautiful blue lights. They're the crown lights of Our Lady. And directly above the trees, there's a circlet of light that's opening up. It's almost started like a pinpoint, and then it's opening up until I would say it's about the size of a quarter now, but it's in a great distance away. And while I'm watching this, I notice that the trees are beginning to also be tinged with pink about them. Oh, that would mean that is Jesus' color. Oh, now I see Our Lady out of the circlet of light, which has grown very large up above the trees. Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she's dressed so beautifully this evening. She has on her white gown, but it's very iridescent and very brilliant and difficult to watch because it seems to affect your eyes in such a way that there are no human words to describe the way the colors of Our Lady's gown. There are two major colors, gold and white. All about Our Lady's mantle, she has this border of gold. It's about a half inch, I would say, wide. And Our Lady has on this evening her golden slippers with the tiny rosettes right at the toe. Oh, she looks so beautiful and fragile. Our Lady has her hands together like this with her rosary about her fingers. And she's coming forward very slowly. And now she's coming down. And all of a sudden, there are lights, pink lights glowing all about Our Lady. It's not the shimmering type of long vertical lights that I'm so used to seeing, but these are pink glowing lights similar to the blue ones. And there is Jesus. Oh, he looks so powerful and strong. The feeling you get is beyond any human intelligence to understand unless you experience it yourself. Jesus is wearing his rose-colored gown. And he's placing his hand out like this, and rays are coming forward. And as I'm looking up, I can feel them. I'm beginning to feel something radiating right through me. And now Jesus has approached Our Lady, and he's talking to her very softly. I can't hear, it's almost like the murmurs of the trees. And he's nodding yes to Our Lady. Now, Our Lady is coming forward, and she's taking her crucifix, the golden crucifix on her rosary beads, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now, Jesus is looking over, and he and Our Lady is turning to her right, which would be our left side. And she's going over closer to the trees on the left. Our Lady now is standing forth with her rosary in her hand and the golden crucifix in her right hand, and it seems to have enlarged since I've been looking at it, the crucifix. It's beautiful, a golden crucifix. Our Lady is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is taking his hand. He's over next to Our Lady, on her left side. That would be directly over the large tree on our left side by the statue. And Jesus is putting his hands out like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is murmuring to our lady, and they're both floating over. They don't walk. They're like weightless, and yet they look so solid, not transparent like some of the saints that I've seen, but so solid like you and I, that you feel that you have something very close and tied to him and our lady. And they're coming over now above the statue, and they're both looking all about. And Jesus is murmuring to Our Lady. I say murmuring because I cannot catch his words. And Our Lady is smiling. Now she's motioning to me and putting her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, how happy and joyful I am this day for the many rosaries that have ascended to heaven from among you. I know that all hearts rose also with the prayers. How many shall be used to save those in purgatory? You will find out in due time. For peace, my child, there is much asked for peace upon earth. I must tell you this, there will be no peace, my children, until what has happened in the past with my visit to Fatima is consummated. Now this has to be done, my children. I repeat this anew, as I have repeated it, as I have gone hinder and yon across the earth to try to enlighten my children as to the road to true peace. You must now cast aside, abrogate the union of Rome with Russia. For Russia must be consecrated to my Immaculate Heart for a true peace. My child, Veronica, your road has not been easy. You will have much more suffering, my child. But know that your seclusion and your suffering has been for a great reason. I asked you in the past, and you said, yes, my child, will you continue to do what I have asked of you? Yes, dear mother, I will. My child, do you wish to repeat what we have between us of your mission? If it will save souls, I will. Well then, my child, repeat what I have asked of you. I must accept my sufferings and offer it for the priesthood. There are not many prayers rising to heaven for the priesthood, for many believe that the priesthood has a special passport to heaven. My child, I have to tell you in all truth that there are many priests who have gone to hell because too few prayed for them and they did not accept the road to penance, dedication, and truth. I know, my child, this comes as great shock to you, but you must understand that we did caution the world and the pastors to mend their ways now, for even many Maitras have fallen into hell. Do not be shocked, my child. I know this puts great strain on your weakened heart, but you must make it known to the world that many must offer themselves in compensation, we will say, for those who have not received the grace to enter even into purgatory. Perhaps at the end of time, my children, when the world meets with the great chastisement and the gates of hell then are opened for all to see, and the gates of purgatory open for all to come out, then you will understand what has happened in the past and what is coming in the future as you ponder my words tonight. My child, I want you now, for it is greatly urgent for your country that you take 3 photographs, but they must remain a great secret that will be given to the Pope in due time. Not one word must be uttered when these pictures are given, my child, for they will give you the role of mankind. Oh, Mother, I see the fires. I see the fires. I'm choked by the smoke. It's terrible. Save us. Don't have this come upon us, dear Mother, please. It's terrible. My child, the road to peace has been given to the world. You must write and implore your Holy Father in Rome to make known the full message of Fatima. There is no time to be wasted. Your country, my child, is in great distress, though your medias have camouflaged this from you. Your country will meet with a greater distress and loss of life in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf. No, my child, you cannot accept as full knowledge all that the media imparts to you, for they too are under control. Now, my child, take those 3 photographs, and you must be silent. Jesus and Our Lady are still standing about 12 feet above the statue. They've been there the whole time as Jesus directed his pink lights onto me, for I would surely have perished from the sight of seeing the great destruction that is ahead for mankind. It would have taken my very heart from out of my chest. The fright was so bad. Now Jesus is standing there. It's quite windy because his cape is blowing back and forth, very slowly though. It's a mild wind, and the cape that Jesus wears is beautiful. It's a burgundy color, and it has a gold tie at the neck, where he has it tied in a loop-like shape. And Jesus has nothing on his feet this evening. Nothing. He's barefooted. I can see beyond his gown. Now, his gown is a linen-like quality. It's made like a very coarse weave, and it's quite full and belted by a piece of, it looks like a brown hide of some animal. It's very belted about his waist. Now, Jesus is touching his lips with his finger, like this. I feel, as I place my finger out, that Jesus has come down now, and with some way, I felt a kiss upon my finger. It's so difficult to explain. I feel that he's kissed this finger that has often pointed to Our Lady. I feel much stronger now. Now Jesus has touched his lips for the second time and nodded his head downward. Veronica, my child, and all the children of the world, I do not this evening intend to go through a long discourse on all of the sins that are rising to heaven with the saints crying out for retribution because of them. They cry out, "When, oh when, dear Lord, shall you give fair retribution to mankind upon earth who put the saints to death. My child, you do not understand the full meaning of that message, but in due time I will make it known to you. I want you, my child, to tell the world that as your God, there shall be great suffering placed upon mankind in the near future, more so than the plague that was allowed to be sent down upon you, AIDS. We warned you over and over again through years of visitations upon earth, my mother going to and fro to warn you that those who have given themselves over to debasement by the practice of homosexuality, birth control, abortion, and all other aberrations that bring sorrow to my mother's heart, this must be stopped now. There shall be no excuse accepted in heaven by the saints, nor by my mother and I, or the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost for what you are doing upon earth now. AIDS was a plague and is a plague and shall continue to be a plague as long as you will not change your course of destruction. What else must we allow to come upon you? No, my children, there will be no relief for those suffering from AIDS, for it is a penance from a just God, for their punishment will be greater. The suffering that they incur will save many from hell and give them the chance to enter upon a penance in purgatory. My child, I know much of this discourse distresses your heart, but you can imagine well, and I know you do, my child Veronica, the sorrow my mother feels now that sex education has entered upon the school system. We say unto you, and I say to you as your God, my children, mothers and fathers of the world, you will not give over your children to be taught by demons. Satan has many loosed upon earth now. They enter into the bodies of any man, woman, or child who has fallen out of grace, and they enter into the bodies of those who teach your children error. It is the place and the will of the Eternal Father that the home shall be the safeguard for the children's souls, the mother, the father. But what can we expect, my children, when even the state of marriage, the sacrament of marriage, is being destroyed slowly? We know all that is going on upon earth, living together without unions under God. No, my children, that shall also be destroyed in time. If not by sickness and death of the body, it will also be by sickness and death of the soul. My children, it was never deemed by heaven nor the Eternal Father, as written in the good book of life and love, your Bible, that man shall not cohort with man. Man shall not cohabit with man. And man shall not seek diversions from his home by setting out to seduce another. My child and my children, are there many strong homes left in the United States, Canada, and many homes of the world? No, my children, the standards have been lowered. And when the standards are lowered, Satan takes over. You have your chance now, as my mother pleads for your cause, to stop what you are doing now that displeases the Eternal Father, or you shall be sent within the next year a far worse plague upon mankind if the great chastisement hasn't already overcome you. Yes, my child, as I told you before you left for the grounds, this would not be a message of great solace, but of truth. We expect you, my child, to get this message also to the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II in Rome, that he must put aside the treaty he has accepted from others to keep from giving my mother the necessary ammunition, we will say, my child. I will use your term as used upon earth. To fight Satan, you must consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of my mother, or there will be no peace, if but for a time. My child and my children, look all about you. Do not become blinded by the things of your world. They are only material, and all that is material shall pass. All is passing, my children. Look back and count. How many do you know that are still upon earth who have passed over the veil? One day, you too will be heading down that road. And we don't want to say down, we want to say up, my children. Yes, my child, we do have humor in heaven, but so little in these dire times. I want you now to take three more pictures. The other three must be retained for your examination, but three more you are free to give to those about you. Remember, my child, the Pope, John Paul II in Rome, he must be besieged by letters to stop now the carnage going throughout the world, or Russia shall enter upon your nation and Canada. You are surrounded, my children, as my mother has told you for years, with submarines. They come closer to your shores by countries, one after the other, boots stomping forward, killing, death, licentiousness, father against son, mother against daughter, cousin against cousin, nothing but murders and abominations. Is this what you want within your country, my children? You must now, not later, but now, before it is too late, you must gather the armor about you that heaven has given you. Make it known to the world that they must all, every single individual on earth, must at this time wear a sacramental, the St. Benedict medal, the round scapular, a crucifix. Blessed by a holy priest. And I say holy, my children, for I'm certain I do not have to go into further detail on the other kind. By their fruits will you know them. My child, do not be despaired. One day all the world will be restored anew, but there will be few left upon earth to stop this. That is why you must all desire in your hearts and put to work the knowledge given to you by heaven to save your soul and the souls of those all about you. Time is growing very short. Remember, my child, I have already told you, as my mother did some time ago, that the enemy is closing in fast upon you. You are being tempted now to bring your sons to the foreign shores of foreign nations to fight and lose their lives. Is this what you want? How many hearts of tens will be torn by the carnage of receiving greetings from the United States or Canada, from the armies, the Navy, the Marines, saying, "Your son is dead or missing in action. Is this what you want? Cannot you do a slight penance for your God, for your neighbors? Love your neighbors, even if they malign you, even if they make fun of you. Remember, you hold the truth in your hearts and in your hands, for you carry the rosary. You carry your scapular about your necks, and you also wear the St. Benedict medal. Satan must run at the sight of the St. Benedict medal, as well as he will when you cast the waters of truth upon him, your holy waters, gathered from the many holy churches left upon earth. Use them all, my children. All, your armor cannot be strong enough. That is how strong the enemy has become in your country and many nations of the world. Now, my child, you will. I hear these anxious voices saying, when are we going to get the three photographs? Now, my child, you will take the time to read the three photographs when you take them. We're not leaving. We have something else to tell you, my child. But bear with us while you take the photographs. Lights all about the green trees there. That means that Jesus is stepping forward. Oh, he was over Our Lady's statue, directly over. But now he stepped down, and he's down almost on the tip of the tree, the pine tree. I guess it's a pine tree. I don't know my trees too well, but it looks like a pine tree. And Jesus is just above it, about a foot. Now, Lady has remained over by directly over the statue, high in the sky. But Jesus came down while I was talking to you, and now he must have, because he got there awfully fast, down to the tree on the right side there. And now he is playing. He's going to give us a blessing first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now Jesus is touching his fingers to his lips. My child, there is also one thing I wish to discuss with you for the world, for all of the world's children to know how heaven feels about their diabolical search for life in a test tube. Yes, my child, I know this shocks you, but you are fully aware of what is going on. Your news medias seem to enjoy putting these evils before your eyes and your ears and your readings. Yes, we frown upon surrogate mothers. We shall not tolerate the making of children from one to the other. The sacrament of marriage was given for the union of man and woman in love and godliness. There is nothing godly about a man who sets himself up to play God and starts resolving innocent. I prefer to call my children innocent, because in that way I do not refuse them even penance for their sins. But they must know that you cannot bring life in a test tube. This will not be accepted by heaven. These children are not conceived by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit within them at the moment of conception, because their conception is from a test tube and an instrument of a so-called doctor upon earth. He is a doctor not of divinity, but of sin. Doctors now are profaning their profession. Those who have given themselves over to destroying human life in abortions. Doctors also pretend or hope to seek far above the Eternal Father, just as the angels did many years ago. They sought to outshine the Eternal Father, and they were cast forever out of heaven. But they took many with them. Therefore, my children, I must tell you this. There will be a major war between the right and the wrong side, the left and the right, over this issue. We will not have test tube babies, for they are not born with a soul. They can only then be called a thing, a creature unknown. Is this what you want, my children? Is this what you want of these children you bear for another? To give them as though you were machines, manufacturing them for another? My children, you grieve all heaven because your sin is becoming more perverse upon earth, crying out to heaven for retribution. If it were not for my mother, you would have received the ball of redemption last year, my children. That is the knowledge that you have kept, my child, within your heart all this time. But the reprieve was given because of those who offered themselves up in sacrifice for their errant brothers and sisters. Now, my children, you will all continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. We find great happiness in the millions, the thousands, the hundreds, any number of prayers that were said today by all of those throughout the world. Link to link, the rosary went, which makes our hearts light. However, shall this be a permanent thing, or shall it pass, as all things of heaven have, into a darkness? My child and my children, remember now, I have asked you to contact Pope John Paul II and tell him he must rescind the treaty, the pact made with Russia. For only in that way shall you have a true peace. Now, my child, I called you quickly. You have not had the opportunity to read the three photographs taken for these fellows who are in the center. I call them fellows, though you may call that a common term, but they are in a fellowship with God. And they will also know that their time upon earth has been used in the best cause of all, to save souls and to bring God to mankind. I bless you all, my children, those within the circle and those without, for you have come here this evening at a time when our hearts have been lifted for a short period of time, and we wish to spread among you graces, graces by the thousands. All of this will be known to you in time, my children. All will come through the mailing system. You will know the results of these prayers today, and the prayers that continue in the hearts and upon the fingers of the rosary chains going throughout the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, now continue, my child, with the photographs. We are not leaving. We do not leave until the last person has left the area. Remember always, my child, that these are sacred grounds, and in no way must anyone profane them by coming here with ulterior purposes. I must tell you this, my child, too. I do not want you to in any way or any manner or measure to be together with one who has come from Australia, for you shall not unite with him. There is good reason for this. We sit not in judgment of him at this time. However, time will bear witness to what he has been up to, my children. Now, my child, you will read the photographs.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 6, 1987. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.